This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. A day after the U.S. House of Representatives panel investigating the January 6, 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol building held a rare primetime hearing, President Biden is warning America's democracy remains in danger. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
The president's echoing what panel chair Benny Thompson said last night.
The conspiracy to thwart the will of the people is not over.
In Los Angeles,
the same forces that led January 6th remain at work today.
The president says every generation has to protect democracy.
I never thought that it was going to be this straightforward a challenge before.
The panel will have more hearings next week to detail its assessment that Donald Trump was made well aware he'd lost the 2020 election and his desperate bid to stay in power eventually triggered the Capitol attack. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United States on Friday promised to do more to manage migration as the Summit of the Americas wound down. The Summit of the Americas approached its end with the words of praise from the top diplomat of neighboring Mexico. Mexico's leader boycotted the week-long event in protest over President Biden's invitation list. Mexico's foreign secretary said he saw some results of the summit which are very positive. He pointed to Biden's calls for economic cooperation and a regional approach to migration. U.S. officials said the summit would produce the Los Angeles Declaration on Migration and Protection, which will formalize many of the arrangements already in place. You can keep up on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hundreds of people continue to flee intense fighting in eastern Ukraine as Russian and Ukrainian forces battle for control of key cities and villages in the Luhansk and Donetsk regions. Dozens of Ukrainians left the city of Pokrovsk Friday on a special evacuation train heading for Dnipro and other cities further west. The train carried about 300 people, mostly women, children, and the elderly, who were forced to leave as the fighting neared their homes. Most of the evacuees are from areas where Russian forces are concentrating their offensive to capture the whole of Donbas, the cities of Severodonetsk, Slovyansk, Bakhmut, and Popasna. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky is urging the European Union strongly to put his country on track to membership. In a video address Friday to the Copenhagen Democracy Summit, Zelensky said the EU should act quickly to offer Ukraine the status of a candidate to join the 27-nation bloc. He said the gray zone Ukraine has been left in has encouraged Russian aggression. The International Labor Organization has elevated occupational health and safety to the status of a fundamental right for the world's workers. The decision will mean new obligations for member states. The UN agency said almost 3 million people die each year from work-related causes. The ILO brings together employers, unions, and governments from around the world. Trade unions have long sought the inclusion of health and safety into the fundamental rights. More than 3 million workers die each year because of their work. Tens of millions more suffer injuries and ill health. U.S. consumer prices accelerated in May as gasoline prices hit a record high and the cost of food soared, leading to the largest annual increase in nearly 40 and a half years. The development suggests that the Federal Reserve could continue with its interest rate hikes through September to fight inflation. And Canada is suspending random COVID-19 testing at all its airports for the rest of June. It's meant to ease the long wait times that travelers have encountered in recent weeks, according to a government source on Friday. The random testing will be discontinued from Saturday and will resume off-site on July 1st, according to the source. Random testing was blamed by some industry officials for lengthening already long wait times at airports. And once again, our top story this hour, a day after the U.S. House of Representatives panel investigating the Capitol riot held a rare primetime hearing, President Biden warned that America's democracy remains in danger. Marissa Milton, VOA News.